Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
What do you mean the big?
Well, let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
And it's hot. I mean, it's pretty warm out, isn't it? I mean, it's pretty toasty. And even though we got to play our Oi, It's So Humid, which was really...
That's very funny.
That's great. Come on, it's funny. And then we had a great time just now with Steve Wheeler from Whitefields. It's always good to talk to him. Him and I get along smashingly well. And we had a great chance to talk about these things. And it's Monday. It still feels great just to be a Christian. It's like all the bad news, all the stuff that's out there, all this is happening and this is happening. And if you politics for hours and hours and hours, you either have to have an enormous amount of stamina, which I think some people do. Like, you know, Mark Larson, that dude has got more stamina. He's got more capacity to keep it going and keep it right than I think almost any radio guy that I know of.
Always going.
And then, you know, looking at the angles and so on and so forth. Now, I have these breakdowns. Well, I'm deficient, folks, so get over it. I have these breakdowns, and in these breakdowns, I like go, oh, that's enough. I go, oh, that's enough. It's kind of like this, okay? Remember last year, this is a perfect example. Remember last year watching the San Diego Chargers, and then they were playing, and they were playing good and good and good, and then all of a sudden the second half would come, and then Philip Rivers was cloned, and then the real Philip Rivers went to Tahiti, and then the other one was there, and somehow it looked like he came out of New Jersey or something, and then they would just fall apart and fall apart and fall apart. Of course, unlike yesterday. And they you were just like, oh, and that's all you could say. And you're just like done with it. And it's like sometimes I get like that when we're
like,
talking.
Ah, no, what kind of call is that? Brian Run? You know?
What can you do? Thanks so much for playing that. You know, and I'll give you an example, and then we're not going to spend too much time because I can't. I mean, there's a couple things we got to touch because we have to touch about it. But here's a perfect example where my brain just oozes out of the left side of my ear and just falls on my shoulder. And I think, man, I should buy some clothes or get better detergent is the other thing. So if you guys don't know Josh Earnest is? Earnest?
I have heard of the name. It sounds familiar.
He's the press secretary. He's the one that replaced the carnival guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Jay Carnival Man.
No, you replaced him, though. Now Carnival's on CNN. Another carnival. Oh, sorry. Anyway, he said something the other day that I'm just not sure why it wasn't the lead story, and it's one of those things that I work on. Because, look, I want our government to succeed. I'm not one of those people that believe, well, you know, if the Democrats are in power, you know, it can never succeed. If the Republicans are in power, it can never succeed. It's like, I think if people are in power, in the ultimate long range of reality, it could never succeed, because how can sinful man ever truly faithfully govern other sinful men? It just seems stupid to me. I'm just one of those dumb people that think, you know, this is going to happen by God or it ain't going to happen. But here's something the guy said, and I just, you know, it makes me think of Pinocchio, because I just can't believe that he can actually say stuff like this. Is what he said. Now, I'm not kidding.
You have potential.
I believe in you. I believe in you. Anyways,
whoop.
So here's what the White House said. This is the White House. Now work with me for a little bit. At least find the humor in this. This is what he said. Ready? And I quote, "Unlike some other people, we here at the White House don't view things through a political lens." Right. And how long can you tread water? Because the idea behind that statement is, okay, I see a lot of potential in this room. You, I think you can do it. Whoop. Oh, I think you can do it. Whoop. Okay, I'm not a real boy. It's like, come on, man. You're telling me that the White House's response to some of this is we don't view things through a political lens. Now, I'm going to be fair. I'm going to pick on the Republicans coming back. But that's a doozy. that's pretty easy pickings there, right there. We don't view things through a political lens. Well, okay, you're not viewing them through a political lens, okay? Because all the transgender
stuff. I look around this room, and I see nothing but untapped potential. You have potential. You have... Oh, boy.
Here's the thing. If they're not looking through the political lens, just bear with me. And we already know they're not looking through a spiritual lens. Then per se, oh, help me. What lens may they be looking through? I mean, I've got to be looking through some bizarre lens because it's got to be a psychedelic lens because it's got to have lots of colors. Because
it's spot on. It's spot on right there. It's spot on. It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
Because it goes to 11. You see? 11. Here's the thing, folks. I know in my heart that some of them are probably doing, you know, some are doing the best they can. But don't sit there and say,
we don't look at things through a political lens.
Come on. Let's not do that. Here's what I would say. Let's pray that everybody looks at it through a Jesus lens. And maybe we'll get something done that's good. That'd be kind of nice. That's kind of where I'm coming from. Just sorry, I'm not to the left. I'm not to the right. I'm a top center guy. And I believe that man will never succeed. Sinful man will never succeed leading other sinful men. I just don't see it. Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we'll be looking at something else. I'm not a real boy.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
It's a very powerful and precise way to fight cancer. Proton therapy targets the cancer while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Scripps Proton Therapy Center is now open. Call 1-800-SCRIPPS or visit scripps.org/proton therapy.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8 or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees. Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672. Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step-by-step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
Trinity Christian School, offering classes K through 8 and preschool, was established in 1969. Our small class sizes and beautiful hilltop campus, centrally located in the La Mesa Spring Valley area, draws families from all over the county. Our goal at Trinity Christian School is for every student to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, critical thinker, effective communicator, and a person of strong Christ-like character. Trinity offers an affordable biblically based challenging curriculum and is fully accredited with the WASC and ACSI. Before and after school care and classes like music, sports, drama, and language. Trinity Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade and preschool. To set up a visit, please call 619-462-6440 or visit trinitycs.org. That's 619-462-6440.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Yeah, I am getting good. Now watch this. I'm doing this behind my back.
Now play the guitar, do a talk show, and do a teaching all at the same time.
Watch this. Watch this. They're going to use this in a movie clip soon. Watch.
B.B. Spoon. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California.
Ron wants to know where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is.
I believe it's in Ohio. Am I correct, sir? That's right.
It's in Cleveland, Ohio.
And the College Hall of Fame, I believe in Canton. Canton? Canton?
Columbus.
I thought it was Canton, Ohio. Okay. Well,
now all the Ohio State needs is a winning baseball team.
Oh, now that's just cold. I don't know. Where did that come from? Let's make sure we understand this. This is really important. And then we're going to do a DDD. And I'm going to do a DDD on a teaching out of 2 John. Ooh, that's going to be a little. Now, look at I'm Baptist, charismatic, and Pentecostal. This is going to be a little more on the conservative side of things. Everybody better get ready for this one. But before I get there, can I point this out that this just came out today? I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the Antarctic sea ice. Did you hear about the Antarctic sea ice? Just reached record levels in the last month and a half. The Antarctic sea ice, you know, the one that's supposed to be melting so that the whole world is flooded from the top and the bottom and all that other stuff. Guess what? It has record levels of growth. Wait, hold on. Just a minute. Wait, just because the best is yet to come. You know what the best is, because God told us he was never going to flood the earth again. So we already know it's not happening that way. We already know that. But wait, according to Tony Werby, CEO of the Antarctic Climate and Ecosystem, CRC, the reason that the ice is growing, and by the way, record levels, the reason the ice is growing, you ready? Ready? Global warming. Because that's what happens to me when I go outside and it's 85 or 90 degrees. I put ice in my cup and I walk outside and it's 85 or 90 degrees and my ice then grows in my cup. So I never have to worry about the ice diluting because it's 9,000 degrees out. I know because of global warming, the ice will increase in my cup. So it can be like tomorrow. I'm going to go out. I'm going to take 4 pieces of ice. I'm going to walk outside right when it's 90 degrees. I'm going to hold my cup in the air like it's a flame. And I'm telling you, when I pull my cup back down, it'll have 3 times the ice and I'll be able to say, because of global warming. I have a bridge.
Do you know why the show does so well in the afternoons from 2 to 4?
What?
Global warming.
Yeah, that's it. I heard that that's why the San Diego Chargers won, too.
Of course.
Global warming. Because it was so warm that the people in Seattle, because they're Seahawks, they're birds or whatever, their feathers started to fall off and they started to melt.
Makes logical sense.
Or get this one. Or since it's San Diego Chargers, lightning bolts, the lightning hit the bird and it just went.
Now that's more entertaining.
That's logical. There's no way I'm getting to this one now, is there? Because I just way over.
No,
time.
You've completely blown it.
You know what I'm really qualified at? Not much. Let me just tell you. All right, when we come back, I'm going to do a teaching from 2 John. I promise this is a unique teaching, and it's a little conservative in nature, so you better get ready. Ooh. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
On September 26th, a must-see movie for couples.
We're going to have more than one date.
How do you know?
I know.
Inspired by the Song of Solomon, a story about the things we all pursue.
I don't know if I can give you whatever it is you're looking for. Love is
the power. The best movie for couples since Fireproof.
I want a man who believes in something bigger than all this.
The Song, movie rated PG-13, starts September 26th. Love is the power.
KPRZ is proud to announce the 9th Annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon with June Hunt on Thursday, October 23rd at the Four Points Sheraton in Kearny Mesa. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is completely free and includes a great meal, goodie bags, fellowship with other local pastors, awesome prizes from sponsors, and a special message from June Hunt of Hope for the Heart Ministries. RSVP at KPRZ.com. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Thrive and Financial, Southern California Seminary, U.S. Army Chaplains, and Azusa Pacific University.
Hi, this is Bill Neal with a message for you if you're in ministry or if you're supporting a favorite ministry. Please join me on a 30-minute webinar during which I'll explain how our team here at Referrals for Ministry is generating thousands of dollars in new financial support for Christian missionaries, ministries, and charities around the world. There's no cost at all to the ministry or to you if you're a ministry supporter, and we do all the work. That's our ministry to you. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry and sign up for one of our 30-minute webinars. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. We're here to bless ministries. Go to kprz.com, click on the banner More Money for Ministry to learn how you or your favorite ministry can benefit. Every attendee is signed up to win a $100 donation to the ministry of their choice. So sign up today and get ready to be blessed.
What are you paying for electricity? How about nothing? For a whole year? Call Peterson Deans Solar for America and get 12 months same as cash. Lock in one low rate for 30 years or more. How low? About 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's below baseline and way below your average. In fact, it's the cheapest power you can buy in California. If you've had it with your electric bills, it's time to flip off your power company and flip on the cheapest power you can buy. Solar for America. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. Zero down? Check. 30 years in business? Check. American made? Check. The other guys? You better check. Go ahead. Flip off your power company and flip on Solar for America. American made through and through and the best warranty in the business. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. California CSOB 468-117.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm trying to figure out time. Now, I've decided that it is not the best in my best interest to actually try and figure out time, but I'm still trying to figure it out because it just seems to me like between 2 and 4, time speeds up.
Well, ticking away the moments that make up the dull day.
You know, I feel a song is there somewhere. Let's acknowledge this, that this segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery, our good friend Tommy Hawthorne, who was just in studio not that long ago. Grace, it's always great to have him. Have you ever just noticed anytime that guy's in, it's just like, bam. It's like it just seems like the Lord really ministers to people. I think it's great. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is the website. Genesis Recovery is a group that does this. Now watch this. Helps people who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol get up and get out and get alive. Using not just sobriety, which is a fabulous element, but using the redemption of Jesus Christ at the core of what they teach and do, teaching men that they can live again. They don't have to be the slave to sin. Listen, there's one thing I get so tired of. Well, I'm not anybody's slave. You're either a slave to sin or a slave to Christ. I don't care. You got to pick one. You can't be. You're not.
No, I don't have to be anybody's slave.
Yeah. So if you're not a slave of Christ, you're a slave of sin. What they do at Genesis Recovery San Diego, they help you find freedom from sin, being a slave to sin, and find they help you to break away from that sinful connection, and they help you find a genuinely real freedom, a real freedom in your servitude to Christ. Because here's the key that nobody's catching on this stuff. When you die to yourself, that's when you become alive, and you can only die to yourself in Christ. So if you really want to live, you got to die to yourself in Christ. That's what they're teaching these guys. Restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health, and that's cool. Hey, you can mention them in prayer. If you know somebody that needs them, call them, 619-797-7319. Always a pleasure to talk about them and mention them. Okie dokie. And now we've got something for you. So for those of you that know me, and many do, and many are unfortunate enough to have to admit that, I have saved the best for the last, because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite. Exactly what I said. This is out of 2 John, verse 9. 2 John. Now see, in John, there's 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. So for those that don't know that. I don't know if you know that. See, there's the Gospel of John, there's 1 John, there's 2 John, there's 3 John, then there's Revelation. Those are all written by John. Okay? All of them. And in this particular one, he says something that's really good. And this is important because I think this is what happens. I think that the ultra-conservative Christians are so afraid of something that they cannot put into a box, that they cannot allow their brain to acquiesce to the movement of the Spirit. I think it bothers them when there's a miracle that takes place, even though miracles take place in their own lives all the time. Okay, I think it's just bothersome because it's easier just to have a faith that's steady. I think at the same time, charismatics and Pentecostals have a tendency to try to find something that goes beyond the orthodox element because they feel that there's something more and maybe they're missing it. And I don't think that that's necessarily wrong to hunger, but I think sometimes people create things to fill the void. And therein lies a problem because that's not right either. And you know the Bible's clear. You can't go to any extreme. You're not allowed to do any of that stuff. So this passage I find interesting because I think it, in the orthodox teaching of the church, it gives definite credibility to the grounding of proper teaching. And it says this in 2 John verse 9. Anyone who does not remain in the teaching about Jesus but goes beyond it does not have God. The one who remains in that teaching, this one has both the Father and the Son. So let's talk about that for a second. There is a teaching that many people have. There's disagreements on eschatology in these teachings, and that part's okay. It's okay to have a difference of opinion on how the eschatological elements are going to happen. Okay. There's a difference in understanding soteriology and a difference in understanding ecclesiology, which is church government, which is why you'll have some churches that have elders and some that have, are run by community status versus that. There's different elements in Scripture. It gives you that freedom. Do you choose where you believe that's what the Lord leading you to do? I mean, everybody who goes, oh, it's only community, that's wrong. People that say it's only elder driven, that's wrong. I mean, those are not correct. It's a variety of things like that. But those don't go outside the teachings of Jesus. Those don't have extra biblical stuff. And for those that are in the charismatic and Pentecostal realm, you've got people like Jack Hayford, and you have Chuck Smith and people like that. Very, very little things that I have heard any of them ever say that you would ever consider extra biblical. I'd like one person to show me where Jack Hayford said, oh, well, we go way beyond the Bible. I'd like to see him say we go beyond the Bible once. Never heard it, never happened. But there are groups of people, pockets of individuals, who think that they have some super special revelation from God that gives them the right to go beyond teachings about Christ. And let me explain this to you right now so that there's never, ever, ever any problem. It begins and it ends with Jesus. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. And if somebody tries to go beyond Christ, well, I need Jesus, but you know, I need more. You don't need more. In Jesus is your connection to the Holy Spirit and your opportunity to be filled by the Spirit. All of that runs through Jesus. You have to be in compliance with Scripture. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And people may see at different times different elements of Scripture coming about. But I'm not talking about that argument. I'm talking about the argument that says we have special revelation that only our group has and nobody else has it. That is ridiculous. The Scripture says anyone who does not remain in the teaching about Jesus but goes beyond it does not have God. If you try to take your teachings beyond Christ, if you think there's something more than the Alpha and Omega, which, by the way, is the A to Z, as far as we understand Alpha and Omega, if you need something that goes beyond Jesus, you don't have a grasp as to who Jesus is. Jesus is at the core, and at his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess he is Lord. So the bottom line to this is this teaching right here. It begins with Jesus. It ends with Jesus. It exists with Jesus. And yes, I keep an eye on people who say God, 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 but never say Jesus, because I find that to be interesting. Because Jesus Christ is the only name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. And to deny Jesus or try and go beyond Jesus is bogus. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we've got to cover a story about a girl who says the Pledge of Allegiance and then gets in trouble.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
Pastor Eric Smith, owner of the Caring Painters.
God has done amazing things transforming my life. Today, our company, the Caring Painters, can transform your home. When you call the Caring Painters, not only do you get top-notch quality painting services for your home or business, but you're also supporting the Loving Care Center, a nonprofit organization that helps people in San Diego who are confined to nursing homes and skilled care facilities. Some people never get visitors, but you can help change that when you call us for your next painting project. Find out more about our ministry online at thelovingcarecenter.org. We've been believe in going the extra mile to make the entire experience enjoyable for our customers.
Give the interior or exterior of your home or business a fresh new look with the Caring Painters. Rates are affordable, and you can rely on the Caring Painters, a disabled veteran-owned business. Call for your free estimate, 619-465-4786. Licensed, bonded, insured. 619-465-4786.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Having trouble checking household projects off your to-do list? KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses around your area to bring you the honey-do list. Now, one click connects you with KPRZ experts for heating and air, pest control, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Find licensed contractors you can trust. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the honey-do list banner for professionals in heating and air conditioning, pest control, painting, roofing, solar, or more. Be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home. Brought to you by 1-800-COMFORT. Call 1-800-COMFORT to get up to $1,700 in rebates on a new Energy Star Lennox home comfort system and get another $1,000 in trade for your old system. Plus, they'll install their whole house allergen system free. 1-800-COMFORT. That's 1-800-COMFORT. Call today. 1-800-COMFORT. Comfort you can count on.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, I don't know, Robo Producer, if you had a chance to hear where that came from, the whole song thing from that. So do you have all the songs still in queue? Because it was a rather funny piece. It was a rather funny piece. Are they all still up there? It's one that we really know that we used to do for Hillary. That has to do with finances. The idea, don't play that yet, though. The idea is... a gentleman wrote the song Georgia on My Mind, okay? Mark Carmichael. Hoagie Carmichael, okay? So Ron would know him because Ron was probably around when Hoagie was, you know. He did it. I think he wrote it in the 30s. I think Ron was like 25.
Ron says he had a Hoagie last week.
Okay. So he writes the song Georgia on My Mind, and a bunch of people redo the song, okay? But the most famous person who redid the song Georgia on My Mind was Ray Charles. Okay, and I've heard, like I mentioned before, I heard him do it live. So what's fascinating about the story is it turns out in 1979 that Georgia made Georgia on My Mind their official state song.
Did they really?
No, for real. For real, for real, for real. So I had Robo Paul play this song because I believe since Jerry Brown became the governor, this is our official song.
I'm so
That's right. So for California, that's our official song. What? That made perfect sense to me. That's the
If it doesn't make sense, it's because of this.
I was shredding like a mule. I was frying like a blintz. I was swimming in my shorts, if you get the hint.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. It's like a sauna in here.
Thank you very much. Once again... the finest of Christian talk radio anywhere in the country or in the world. Wait, they sent me an email on that one. What was that? And then I'm going to write them back. What, you don't like Jews? That's going to be my question. It's like, yeah, back up.
Gosh. Hey, people, you got to learn a little bit of, like, chutzpah would be good.
Direct from the peanut gallery, this used to be a good show.
Yeah, now it's a great show.
That's my response.
CBS Sports. This is the thing that I'm having a hard time with. This is a real conflict of interest for me. Okay, now when we get into our last segment, we're going to do our Facebook post. And I like the new Facebook post music, so we're good for that. But I'm having a conflict of interest because I'm a guy who is a Bible believer, big time Bible believer. I believe that if you've not read the Bible multiple times, then you're just making conversation from your left ear. I'm a big-time food guy. I love food. I think food's great to be received with thanksgiving by God, to God. The things that the Lord allows us to create are wonderful. I'm a big-time believer in entertainment. I think this generation was raised in a certain capacity where our entertainment has a lot of different elements to it. It's unfortunate we can get lost into it, yes, but I like entertainment. Love these different elements. Love sports. Big sports guy all my life. What I've noticed lately between CBS Sports, NBC Sports, and ESPN is that they're all trying to be politically correct. It's a terrible, in Fox Sports too, everybody does it. It's a terrible, terrible thing. They're all trying to take this wonderful, delightful, enjoyable level of entertainment and infuse it with some political correctness. And we've talked about this for a long time, and I will never shut up about this. Political correctness is a false righteousness, simply trying to attain to or replace the righteousness that's required through Jesus Christ. And so man tries to establish his own righteousness, like he's been doing forever, and tries to say, this is what's right, this is what's correct, this is how we should do it. And now, infused into sports entertainment, is everybody's opinion about what true political correctness is, thereby promoting the same false agenda that man's righteousness somehow is attainable to the level of God's righteousness. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to tell you what you should believe. Hence, that's why we don't use the word redskin. I mean, it's like, it's such absurdity that you want to vomit.
Chief, right? What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
That's exactly what it is. And see, in the sports realm, you can't stand it because this was like our last area where they didn't pervert.
People could escape, not worry about anything.
Right. This was it. This was it. I mean, the movies, you got to, truth be told, movies and television shows have been
correct.
Doing that for years. There's nothing new there. But to bring it into sports, it's a shame. It's people like Bob Costas. It makes you want to vomit.
That.
It's just ridiculous. Like, shut up and either announce the sports or get off the television. I'm trying to watch the Chargers play. Do you mind if I just watch Philip Rivers throw a touchdown before you go, Philip, the word originating in the Philippines, hence really an Indian word, we have to change his name. It's like, what's wrong with you people? Okay, along those lines, don't get me going on this because this is something that I'm very passionate about and really don't like. So along the lines of this, CBS Sports has, they've always been in the issue because CBS has always been a part of this. But CBS Sports now, this is what they're saying. A gentleman bought an ad buy, did like a regular buy, 30-second ad buy. It's a real estate company. Okay, fine. They buy an ad buy, not going local. It's for their area. It's a real estate company. He's not doing a national thing. Buys an ad buy. Guy's name is Dave Redder from Windermere Real Estate Tri-Cities. Okay? Cool. No reference to any political party. No reference to any faith. No reference to anything at all. The commercial is simply a young 8-year-old girl saying the Pledge of Allegiance. CBS Sports rejected it as too political and controversial. You're literally going, what? First of all, on every single sporting event that's taken place on CBS in the last 50 years, don't they sing the Star Spangled Banner? Don't they do, don't a lot of these places do the Pledge of Allegiance before a game? I mean, on every one of these. So this girl, little girl saying it and then putting it in a commercial, somehow it's too political because God forbid you should enjoy being an American. Go ahead.
I already know. If you ask me, the sole reason, and they can obviously edit it, but the sole reason why they didn't want to air it is because it has Under God.
No, there's no question. Well, that and the error of political support for your country.
Yep.
It's like you can't do it. Remember when we were doing soccer, they didn't want the Americans to chant USA, USA. They thought that was poor manners, which was like, poor manners. Have you seen the rest of the world play soccer? They run each other over. What are you talking about? And where's USA, USA? Oh, no, that's not right.
Wait, I was raised. That's called patriotism.
Yeah, well, it's like you get into your team. You want your team to win. It's like, have you been to an Oakland Raiders game? Well, maybe not Oakland Raiders. Maybe a bad example there. But, I mean, in any other place, like the Dodgers or like the Browns yesterday, did you see the dog pound? Did you see how they were? They love it. And this girl goes to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and they say it's too political and controversial. I'm telling you, folks. Boy, this is the realm. I do believe this is the realm. They're going to get into this realm. The terrorists are going to try and attack this realm. And all the American people that enjoy sports, we're all going to lose it at the same time. We're going to take every single person to the edge of every cliff and every ocean, and everybody that's anti-sport, politicizing sport, trying to ruin sport by taking sport names away, we're throwing you in the ocean.
You want to really be done. A danger to the terrorists? Yeah, don't attack an American's sports. That's how we stay sane.
But here, what's worse, they're attacking it from within.
Yep.
That's what's going on. Oh, come on. So with that in mind, we're setting up our Facebook post because I do, I've got it, we're going to set that up for our next segment. But ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact. This is what they did. They rejected a 30-second ad, and it was simply intended to honor the country. And it was intended to go during the 9/11 into that time frame. It's like, no, too political, too controversial to support America. Why don't you people that think that just get on a plane and go to another country? You know what's great about this country? You can get on the plane and go. Then why is everybody trying to get in here if it's such a crummy place? It's an interesting thought, isn't it? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, the Facebook post that will put the right perspective on it.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
When a loved one is very ill, it may seem like nothing more can be done. But there is so much more that Scripps Hospice can do. Make the most out of every day. Call 858-800-3219 or visit scripps.org/hospicecare.
Since 1899, Azusa Pacific University has prepared men and women for effective, practical ministry. Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a vibrant community that strengthens the intellectual foundation of faith, explores the eternal significance of the human experience, and shapes you at every level. Committed to the centrality of Jesus Christ and the authority of Scripture, Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a doctorate of ministry, as well as master's degrees in divinity, youth ministry, pastoral studies, theological studies, and transformational urban leadership. Earn a seminary degree that goes beyond information and toward transformation. Visit apu.edu/San Diego to learn how you can focus your degree on missional church leadership or spiritual formation. These programs are offered close to home at Azusa Pacific San Diego Center, centrally located on Mission Center Road in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego for more information or to apply. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Your house is one of your largest assets. It's also your home, and you want the best for your family. Keep nasty cleaning chemicals out of your home. There's a better alternative. The amazing Zero Res solution is so green, you can drink it. Zero Res cleans more than just carpet. They'll make your tile, granite, or hardwood sparkle.
Zero Res will sanitize your couch and even clean your air ducts. Check out the KPRZ Super September Special. Get 3 rooms clean and sanitized for only $119. Book now and get a 10-foot hall for free. Call 858-486-4100. Only $119 for 3 rooms plus a free hall if you call now. Service charges may apply, so call now for details. Commercial customers get free quotes. Book online at ZeroSanDiego.com. Call now, 858-486-4100. Everyone says use Zero Res.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anton. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction, and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The next voice you hear will be your own.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California.
San Diego, California.
Listen, folks, we've already been telling you, and we will tell you again, it is warm outside and will be warm again tomorrow. So for those that are, you know, thinking, oh, it's just a one-day thing, it's not just a one-day element. You need to be a little more prepared, and it would be
hydrate.
Good. Yeah, just get lots of water, not a biggie deal. You know, take it easy. If you're going to watch football tonight, you know, get all excited. Trying to get too excited. But the bottom line is, let's take care, a little bit of care for one another. The we read tweets. You didn't get to hear them, but we took the time, read some tweets from school students who were praying that they would close the school. Pretty funny.
Sounds like my
kids. It was pretty good stuff. All right, once again, we've come to the, I don't know how we did 2 hours that fast. Again, time. Those are my time. Okay, so let's do our Facebook post music and get ourselves ready. For those that do not know, that is Knight Rider. Knight Rider. That's right. By the way, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I probably should mention that from time to time, I suppose. Today's Facebook post is a classic, 2 Chronicles 20:12. Ready for this one? Now, you're not going to be able to do the whole verse. Don't worry about that part. 2 Chronicles 20:12. For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. The king, in trouble, calls out to God, acknowledges, well, doesn't look good. Have you ever had a situation that didn't look good? Have you ever had a situation that was like, you know what? It's like a vast army. It's like beyond me. Ironically, I think it's a great portion because it says we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. And many of us get attacked in many different ways, and it feels like a vast army. It's what it feels like. You feel like you're just like,
all the problems are all on your shoulders.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh my goodness, I can't do anything about it. And so part of the post is this: we don't have power of our own apart from God. And when we think we do, when we think we can do, I can do this, I can do this, and the emphasis is on the I, you're going to find out that vast army is bigger than you, okay? So we need to recognize that sometimes we, in and of ourselves, do not have the power necessary, because that power has to come from above. I think everybody will understand that who's a Christian. Here's the part that I love. The king says, we do not know what to do. And it's okay for you and I to say that. For some reason, we always feel like we have to have the answer, especially if you're married and you're the guy in the relationship and your wife is telling you about a problem. And instead of listening, you just decide to solve it for her. I'll solve it for you now. You have given me enough pieces of the Rubik's Cube. I will now take care of the problem. That's great, Data. Anyway, the bottom line of that is stop that. There's a time where just like we don't know what to do, and that's the answer. We don't know what to do. There it is. We don't know what to do. It's a big, vast army. I don't know what to do. You know, it's like some criminal, some Christian criminology thing. If you go, I don't know what to do. It's like, you can't say that. Oh, I just did. And the king said it, but he did say this. I don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. So he's not sure what to do in regards to solving the problem with the vast army, but he knows where he should be at with a vision that's fixed on God that says the answer is coming from there and not from me. And then at the end of the post, I wrote this, and this is really, I just want to figure out how to communicate this, put it in a bumper sticker, slap it on cars, something like that. It just says this, please help me. And there's just a time where you can come to the Lord, and instead of having all the answers that you can bring to God, and oh, isn't he thankful that you can bring them, that you just come before him and just go, Lord, please help me. I just need your help. I think that prayer is 10 times more effective than all the other scoped and sculpted prayers we have, because it's just so honest. So here's what it says. We don't have the power of our own apart from him. We often don't know what to do. Our response should just be, we look to you. Please help me. That's all you got to do. You'll get farther with God being honest and humble than all the other formulas put together. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break. And then we'll be back with more insanity with Spoonanity. See you then.